morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD.
Getting up and trudging out there. I just poked my head out. It's warm already. We're probably, I would venture to guess, I'll take a shot here. It's about 93 or 4 right now. Let me see.
Does your little temperature gauge?
Outside. I didn't bring it with me today, but it does outside air,
you
too.
Just shoot the outside air.
That freaks the F out, though. In my car, I got in the other day and I put the air, because it'll do outside air and then you, body temp. So I flipped it over to the outside air, and in my car, I just pulled the trigger. It was 138 degrees.
Oh, man.
And I
That's
had
hot.
It had been out, like under the shady tree right there that I park under. 138. I'm like, wow. And that thing lost its mind. Beep, 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 beep. Like, all right, I don't know how to shut this off now. But every time I'd put it back on, it's like, it's too hot. Wherever you are, it's too hot.
You didn't bring it today?
No, I forgot it.
Wow, that's a first. Yeah. You should have a little holster for that thing. You
get thinking about getting that.
Utility belt.
And drawing it. But I have a problem with it because it's shaped like a gun, my temperature gauge. And I like to walk up to people and surprise them with it by putting it right at their forehead.
You don't want to walk up to the wrong guy.
No, and I have a feeling that if I went to the Quick Trip and started to pull that thing, I'd end up with a knife in my gut, start opening me up like a trout. And
it'd be an interesting way to go, you know.
I would deserve it.
Guy pulls temperature gauge on person and
he
gets
was an
killed.
Innocent man. All he had was a temperature gauge. What was he pointing it at people for, though? He scared someone and they knifed him open like a bass. I think he deserved it. Don't point weapons or weapon-shaped things at people. That's a rule, unless it's at your work, which I do it all the time. I sneak up behind Mark Randall and I just put it right on his forehead. God damn it.
What are you doing?
98.3, Mark. Looking good. Looking good, kid. Yeah, I forgot my temperature thing this morning, but I'll bring it tomorrow. And a holster would be a good idea. Toledo, will you whittle me a holster?
Oof. Amazon, Amazon.
No, I want him to whittle
it. That'll take years.
I know. I want him to whittle it.
Get some leather.
No, I don't want you to.
No, it's got to be wood. It's got to be a leatherman.
Yeah, you're not a leatherman. You're a woodsman.
What the hell is a wooden holster? That's
I don't know. I want him to make it. That's why. It's a big blocky thing hanging like that Christ the Redeemer thing, that Christ of Arkansas statue Brady just sent me. Looks like Toledo made that out of pine. That's that, you know, Brady, that picture you just
Christ
sent
of
me,
the Ozarks is beautiful.
Christ of the Ozarks is Lego.
Look, they didn't have specific chisels to work on.
Yeah, well, they did. They had straight edge.
A jackhammer.
Look at that thing. That is the goofiest looking statue I've ever seen. It looks like kids made it.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's definitely Minecraft Jesus.
And his head's too big for his body, and he's very boxy.
Minecraft Jesus, I like that song.
Yeah, Minecraft Jesus is a good one. It's a temple of the dog. Anyway, I want you to whittle me a holster, a good one. Double retention on it, too, so I don't get too crazy pulling that thermometer gun out on folk. Because it's not a regular size gun. It's just shaped like that. It's got a handle and a little muzzle. It's pretty great.
But you need a suppressor for that thing.
Yeah, I got to make sure that I don't, you know, I need some willpower to not use it on anybody I see. I'm worried about all these people.
So apparently Christ of the Ozarks is on the grounds of the Best Western.
Well, yeah.
It's in Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
So
the
if I
inn of the Ozarks, you can stay at the Best Western.
So if I stay there, I am protected from all evil.
Hold on. Is it the Best Western Christ of the Ozarks? Does it say it on the Best Western sign?
Inn of the Ozarks is what it says.
Oh, jeez. Do they take everybody? Like,
yeah, what if I'm Buddhist or Muslim? Can I stay
you'll
there?
Still get a good night's sleep.
They do the Great Passion Play.
All right, you and your towels that you brought yourself, and I don't want to see any more disappearing from the rooms, can have two nights here at the Inn at the Ozarks next to the beautiful Lord Jesus baby Christ statue of Lego Man Jesus, and your bill is $438 a night.
What?
We charge Muslims extra.
Oh,
you want view of the Christ.
You're going to get a view of the Christ whether you like it or not. He's outside your window. Yeah. I want you putting up any of your Allah statues neither.
Allah.
That is how it would
Are you going to face east to do your praying? Mm-hmm. Your wrongful praying?
I know why.
Because I will place Jesus east of your room. Hey, you're going to be praying right to my guy. Jesus, baby Christ, Jesus. Lego 16-bit Jesus. Oh, dear 8-bit to 16-bit Jesus.
That is a great guy. We ain't got no wailing wall.
That statue needed to be redone.
That is not.
It's awful.
That is not an image.
It's one of the worst statues I've ever seen.
That's not what he wanted.
Oh, man.
He looks like Buddy Jesus.
He's worse than Buddy Jesus.
It's very wind and weather resistant.
I don't know. It looks pretty. I think the wind would put it right down. It's so boxy.
It's not aerodynamic.
It's so heavy.
Yeah, I guess it might be heavy. You don't want that, Christ, tipping over. That is a funny statue. When they unveiled it, they had to be like, oh, that's good. Where's the real one? No, this is it. This is what you commissioned.
Shut up.
Anybody can make a box and a head.
Did the check clear?
You didn't even try.
That's why the guy decided to opt for the Christ the Redeemer instead of that one.
Yeah.
To represent.
Sure. The statues we're not going to take down in Brazil due to all the racial strife. It's a metaphor, Brady. You can get away with that when you... it's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Hooters of the Ozarks as well, if you want to go over there. Head to Hooters for $3 shot specials. Jack Honey. Ooh. Himador Silver. Other select shots. $3 all day, every single day when you go to Hooters. Easy enough. Brady. Report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Got a couple of fun facts. Hot Pockets were called Chunk Stuffers when they debuted in the 1970s.
That's a bad name. Because it was for fat people? Stuff this in your mouth, chunks.
Take a chunk of bread and stuff it.
Well, you should call it stuffed bread then. Chunk stuffer sounds like you're feeding fat people.
Your eardrums rupture at 150 decibels, slightly louder than a jet engine going off right next to you. Nice. Your lungs would rupture at 200 decibels, but it's impossible for the sound to be louder than 194 decibels because the air breaks down the sound waves.
So why do we have 200 decibels?
Yeah, and why would they?
In a vacuum?
Yeah. 194 is max.
Your lungs would have, yeah.
Because you know why? I guarantee you they're trying to build a 200 decibel bomb. They're trying to figure out how.
That sound weapon. And
yeah, the one that would knock everybody down.
The phrase seven-year itch
yeah.
used to describe scabies because back before they could be treated, they lasted for 7 years. It became a metaphor for a situation with no hope for relief, including boring marriages.
Compared it to marriage. Scabies and marriage, a lot of similarities.
Got a little coronavirus fallout. The government posted... the Treasury Department released the list of more than 650,000 businesses that got the PPP loans.
Mm-hmm.
And some people were making some comments about how there were too many politically connected businesses, payday lenders, and private equity firms, major chains. They didn't think, well, that's interesting that they got them. But three of the most ironic recipients... Americans for Tax Reform Foundation.
That's right. You don't want any of that government money.
Citizens Against Government Waste.
Well, they got to stay afloat somehow.
They both got between 150,000 and 1 million. Did not say specifically. I guess you could.
That's embarrassing.
Look at those. Yeah.
That is embarrassing.
We have a little 4th of July fallout. A guy in D.C. Was lighting a firework, and it was one of those canisters with the mortar shell in it.
Sure.
And he put it on top over his head.
Good.
And it went concussion. The opposite way.
Oh, it drilled.
Oh, beyond concussion. He
drilled right through his head.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Tony Alvarez.
Did you say well good?
I did. I said well good because that person doesn't need to be with us. If you're lighting fireworks and you think, I'm starting them on the head, you don't need to be part of society anymore. Let's be honest. That's enough. Wasn't going to do that to himself, he was going to end up hurting someone else with that kind of mentality. So, Tony, you did pretty good for 30-something years. That's enough of you. If you put a mortar shell on your head, at least you're only hurting you.
You might have a point, too.
Yeah. Well, it's a point, all right. It's 100% correct. How did Tony die? Well, he did one of those stupid things where you point a mortar directly down onto your brain and it blew him up. Imagine that. Tony made bad decisions, and luckily no one else was hurt.
He'll live on in infamy in his family.
That's right.
Telling stories about him for years.
And here we are once again on the 4th of July trying to remember our good friend Tony Alvarez, who, as you all recall, shot a firework directly into his own brain. Why did Tony do it? Volume. He liked lots of loud sounds. and he liked to have them real close to his ears.
I used to hear all the time the story of my great uncle who burned himself trying to burn leaves.
Yeah, well, you told us that.
Had some gas on him, so he lit himself on fire.
No, he lit himself
standing in the pile.
Yeah,
yeah,
he lit the leaves on fire, not himself to get the leaves.
Well, it ended
to
up, you know, he was on fire.
Well, if I use myself as a human torch, these leaves will go right up.
It was the other way. The leaves went up, and he was in the leaves, and he was covered in gas.
That was it.
That's all you need.
Well, he hung in there for a couple days.
Oh,
what a way to go.
And his last words were,
"Somebody got to rake them leaves."
That's what Lisa said the other day. I want to live somewhere where we have a big tree in the yard.
For leaves?
Like, and I go, oh, with all them damn leaves? No, let me tell you this story.
Have a seat, honey. Time to talk about hillbilly tragedies and things that have scarred me forever, even though I never saw it. Oh, my dad, he's ruined stories for me. It's like, if I ever sometimes think to myself, get a little farmland and some space out in the middle, and then I think of him crushing them tomcats with an oar. And, you have to kill the barn cats because they would make a million cats in like a week. And it was on you as the farm person to get rid of the barn cats. My dad, as a young boy, his job was to take the cats to the pond and put them in a bag and drown them.
Miserable.
I made some decent money raking leaves in the fall in the Midwest in some of those yards. The good thing is you all you had to do was rake them, you know, out of the yard, and you put them on the curb because they'd come by with that giant truck vacuum and suck all the leaves up.
God, I remember like 10 bags, trash bags.
You used to have a bag. Trash.
Yeah, that's the worst. Where
it's
you
just
have to
awful.
Get bag them up.
Where you actually have to do it.
Ugh.
If I could just rake it to a corner and then a city service would come by and suck up the leaves, I'd just give those guys a couple hundred extra bucks, do the whole yard. I wouldn't even bother raking.
I love Phoenix.
Yeah, it's great. We're a leaf-free, bug-free zone. Sure, we got scorpions and some
stuff. No, I got my leaves drop.
Well, you found a place that reminds you of the Midwest. But,
right. Your leaves drop, and then people come pick
easy.
It up.
It's
right.
Yep.
It's the not like
that. Areas, I don't have to worry about just my front yard.
I'm a big fan of the rock yards, personally.
They're easy.
They're easy to maintain.
I don't like the way they look as much, but they are easier. Yeah, my leaves fall off of two trees, but it's like tiny little baby leaves, and they go away. It's like weird.
They just disappear?
They just go away.
Nice.
Every Thursday, Al and the crew comes by. Blows them into the neighbor's yard. And then that neighbor blows them into the neighbor's yard. So on.
Where do they end up?
North Carolina. Giant pile in North Carolina. Keep blowing them east. That's the rule. Where does this all go, Al? That way? What do you do with them once they off your property, sir, I don't have anything to do with them.
Once they off your property. Well,
that's true. Thanks, Al. He's right.
That's why as a kid I had 10 bags.
That's right.
They're all coming from the West.
That's right. Yeah. They were West. They were getting to St.
Louis. Here.
That's why the Midwest has such a problem, because it starts getting a little boring around here and the weather starts getting bad. It's harder to blow the leaves over. Here it's simple. Big pile of leaves heading right into the Atlantic.
55-year-old Curtis Zimmerman lives in Florence, Kentucky, and he was drunk on Sunday night, decided to arm wrestle his son. We don't know his son's age. But he's under 18. He's under 18. Well, the kid beat his dad at arm wrestling.
Eric's still in the
ring.
So I'm
going to go above 5.
You don't know that. It could be one of them
Hercules
kids.
Curtis was so angry, he started fighting for real, and then Curtis grabbed his gun and fired 2 shots into the ceiling while his son was upstairs.
I'll get you.
The cops went out to the house around 1 a.m. yesterday morning, and they got into an 8-hour standoff with Curtis before he finally surrendered.
It all started with arm wrestling.
Arm wrestling.
Yep. You want to wrestle your dad,
little
huh?
bastard beat me. God, that really kicked his pride in the ass, didn't it?
Come on over here and grab your daddy's hand. We're going to see who's the real man of this house. Ow, God damn it, that was fast. He's strong as
right,
a bull.
Best 2 out of 3. Wait, God, wait.
Ow, you're going to break daddy's wrist. You keep it up like that, strong man. Get in your room upstairs. Get upstairs. Let's see how tough you are. Start tap dancing when bullets you can't see come flying through the ceiling. Little son of a bitch. I've been paying your way the whole time. You're going to whip my ass?
I don't think so.
Shoot you. No, I'm not going to know I'm shooting you. I'm just going to shoot where I think you are. From upstairs, downstairs.
I hear the creaks.
On Sunday morning, 2 people got into an argument over a public power outlet in Denver, Colorado.
Public?
One guy was charging. Yeah.
Yeah,
like one guy was charging his phone.
They do exist, Toledo.
Yeah.
I don't know where a public outlet would be outside.
Yeah.
I mean, like outside of a building.
You can steal outside from any building.
Sure, but that's not public, is it? That's stealing. Well, that's private outlet.
True, but there there's all over the place, airports and stuff.
That's still not a public. It's a public thing to say, but where are we talking? Because you said outside.
It just said a public power outlet in Denver, Colorado.
Where are those?
Well, one guy was charging his phone at the outlet when someone else came up and said he wanted to use the outlet. That wound up getting into an argument.
I'll arm wrestle it for you. You know, an arm. God damn it, I lost the outlet. Jesus, I'm bad at arm wrestling.
Well, the guy who wanted the outlet pulled out a knife and stabbed the guy who was charging his phone. He was rushed to the hospital, treated for a serious stab wound.
Yeah.
The cops are still trying to track down the guy who stabbed him.
Man, people are fighting over small things.
A little tense. I still want a picture.
I wonder why.
That weird pole of outlets that just sits in the middle of a park. Why isn't that an invention yet?
There might
charging.
Be.
Yeah, I could see.
Yeah, I could see it too. Like that should be a thing.
Yeah, there's outlets Barbasol. All over the damn place.
But I don't know where they
because
are
because of that charging stations. All
sure,
over.
Sure, but I want to like where
the airport's the only place I've ever seen a charging station.
I haven't either. Trying to think, like, you know, you can go into places. I'm talking about like public, like outside public place.
Yeah, if there's just a general
like a little box charging
station.
That should be a thing. That's a billion-dollar idea.
They got them in bars now. I mean,
sure. I'm talking like, you know, at a park.
Sure.
Which is the middle of a public place.
They probably do.
Yeah, but that's one of those things where an invention comes from it.
I haven't been to a park in forever.
But that's where an invention is, when people are like, that probably exists. And you're like, oh, my God, it's such a decent idea. We assumed it was a thing, and it's not.
They're putting charging stations everywhere. Still because everybody's got a damn phone.
Sure. But, like, where? You have to go in somewhere.
I'll end it with some Wild World stories and Brady videos.
Okay. Go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World stories and Brady videos. The first one was a bachelor party that was going on in Austria. And the guy decided to top the celebration by holding up what he thought was a worm and kiss it. The worm happened to be a baby viper.
Ooh.
And it bit his tongue. So his tongue swelled up. He was rushed to the hospital. He is recovering.
Worms don't have faces.
I know.
Pretty good indicator.
They must have been drinking.
Yeah. If the thing has a face, you're no longer holding a worm. Faces bite.
And this was pretty cool. This happened on the 4th of July. Thanks to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Alaska, this guy rescued a bald eagle that had been kind of tethered to a tree because a fishing line got tangled in there. So the guy put on the spiked shoes and climbed up the tree and got the bird down, and they took it to the hospital. They checked it out to see if the wing was damaged, and the bird is recovering, and then they're going to set it free because it's America.
They did it on the 4th of July?
Yeah.
And they sent it out?
4th of July.
We got video of that, Toledo?
That's what I'm trying to find.
Got to have that video of that bird.
I'm not sure if there's video or not.
You said it was video.
No, he said somewhere.
No, the next two are the videos.
Oh. He's got stories and videos.
Oh. Yeah.
Man, oh, man. That's a tough one not to get video of. I'm surprised no one had their phone rolling, grabbing a bald eagle on the 4th of July and saving it. Kind of a... something you'd want to capture on film.
That's a metaphor.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the real thing. And yet I get to see what everybody's meal looks like because you can't stop filming that. But a dude rescues a bald eagle in spike shoes in a high tree. Nobody will watch that video. But I get to watch, Kirby and everybody her age TikTok dance because we got to get that on film.
Did you see Frank Caliendo breakdancing?
Yeah, and he sent it to me. He goes, this thing's going through the roof. I'm like, fantastic. Did you hear about the bald eagle was rescued by the man in spiky shoes?
That's what I want to
see. Yeah, that's what I want to watch. I want to watch real things, not you self-congratulation.
Well, the first Wild World radio video is a donkey with a bowel movement problem, but he paints a fence.
Oh.
That's one from Saturday.
So he's got diarrhea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this will be great.
He fires it pretty solid.
As donkeys are known to do. Did he have an issue and they loosened him up? Let me ask you this. Why would they be filming this if they didn't know already that the donkey had something going to shoot out of it?
Right.
So this is
they must have
pre-planned attack.
If we give them prunes, we know what happens.
Right. We feed that donkey this and then stand him by that wall.
All right. Well, I can't get it on my computer.
Why?
So I'm going to make you watch it on my TikTok app.
Hit the play. Oh, it's TikTok. No wonder.
Oh, you're getting nailed by the Chinese, too.
Oh, Jesus. God. It never ends.
Yeah, it's on a loop.
It's like a Yoo-hoo truck exploding.
Yeah. Huh. It's.
Yeah.
There's some torque.
Okay.
And then the final Wild World radio video I call Death Wish. This guy's in the water. If you could hear, the audio is great on it, too, but the guy jumps into the water, and he's got a friendly alligator.
Oh, my God, does he ever.
Yeah. Good times.
Oh, Lord.
This is just like the guy with the firework on his head, John.
Oh, except
And look at that. Yeah. I think, it's because he's known him for a long time.
They've been pals for years. It's the fox and the hound.
Oh, it's just we're days away.
Oh, that guy's
from that relationship ending.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, he swims to him like a Labrador. Quit it. There is no panic in that hillbilly.
Is this the place
hole.
That you saw in Florida?
Oh, in Florida when I went?
Is there a guy swimming with him?
Now, they had their alligator drugged. Maybe that one's drugged, too.
Wow.
Maybe they
looky there.
For the video.
Yeah, I've been friends with this gator for a long time. Did you see the other thing, Brady, that the zoo in like Austria or whatever, the lady went in there with the Siberian tigers, and the Siberian tiger said, you know what? I've had enough. Ate her right in front of all the people.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, didn't.
Yeah. He's been there for like, he was a captivity Siberian tiger. So they trusted him.
So there's video of this?
I don't know if there were people watching and filming, so it isn't. I don't know if it's loose yet.
I don't know if they got it out.
Was it in Switzerland? Yeah, I guess it's pretty bad. And they just opened up the zoo again because of COVID, and they said, this is nice. They didn't make it.
why showing soccer?
They showed a goalkeeper.
What?
The other keepers. So it just hurt.
They lured the tiger away, but it was too late.
Yeah,
she didn't make
it.
Tiger down.
Yeah, they pulled the tiger over to try to get the tiger.
And now they're going to kill the poor tiger.
Yeah, and they'll kill the tiger. It's got a taste for human zookeepers.
Because they're everywhere, the picture that they use is the Columbus Zoo entrance.
This is one of those things I just saw a story on about bot news stories that the computer will read the words and then will take keys from it and throw up an image of a thing. That's why when they said the keepers kept, you got a goalkeeper. And when it said first responders, you got doctors performing a surgery. The story itself will grab keywords and images of those keywords as the story goes and build its own story.
Well, that's stupid.
So sometimes it's not, but just eliminates more people until it gets better. It's not great yet, but you can see where it would be like, okay. Well, now it's that facial recognition thing. So it would say, Richard Toledo. It would just, a picture of you shows up. Or the cruddy skyline of Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah, apparently it was in front of everybody.
Yeah, there was a load of people. It's the middle of the day. I think it was Sunday, too. Just went in. She's like, hi, everybody. I'm the zookeeper with the Siberian. It's over.
Yeah, they closed the rest of Sunday, John. They were open yesterday.
They opened up again. I saw that part, too. At the end, they're like, we closed for the rest of the day because we thought that would be what's right. But we've been closed for a long time because of COVID, so we got to get people in. And the Phoenix Zoo is closed again because of the coronavirus. I don't know who's going to the Phoenix Zoo right now anyway. It's 100 and F-word outside.
Yeah, that'd be a heart. Really hot March.
It would be a rough day. I think 85 is my limit for zoo, encaptured animals watching. 110, they should just close on principle at 105. And then they showed the giraffe standing out there yesterday, just like, oh, this is Africa miserable. Doesn't even get this hot where we're from. We're going to close because, COVID. Really? It's bad for the animals. What is? Zoos? No. COVID. Oh, right.
They had to shave the polar bear, I hear.
Yeah. Polar bear looks like me now. Like a big Swedish mountain. Crawling around on all fours, whacking off all day. Plunging into the icy pool. Yeah, the polar bear.
It looks like a shriveled penis.
Yeah, he's got a huge, huge drink on his chest just floating around. Oh, well, where am I? Where am I? This global warming is real. Ask the polar bear at the zoo.
What do you think of global warming?
Polar bears have
what are you
black
kidding me?
Skin.
A polar bear can tell you right now.
He could look like a black shriveled penis. Come on,
105. Yeah. That's right, Brady. Why do you have to make it all white?
Well, that was
white.
The fun fact, because the fur is white and the skin. That's yeah. why it.
Nobody
helps
said anything about colors.
Up.
Nobody
okay.
said it just looks like
right.
me. Shaved. That's it. You
go with the joke.
Yeah, man. Run with it.
It's not actually Vaseline. It's petroleum jelly.
All right, you go stand in the corner. Wet blanket.
I just have to correct you on your story real quick with the fact about polar bear skin. Shriveled penis can't be black.
Anyway.
You say it looked like you.
You interrupted. Yeah, shaved. Shaved down. I didn't say racially.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
we don't
matter.
See skin
and
color.
And it doesn't matter.
Actually in technical condition. Not really.
And you took time to interrupt the fact that I was about to go into my polar bear character to talk about global warming to tell us.
You know, actually, factually.
Yeah, because you're a big one on facts.
If it deals with an animal, yeah. he's going to yeah. be all about it.
You don't ever make a mistake in your information exchange.
Just thought I'd pop off with a little bit of a, sorry to interrupt your comedy gold about global warming and polar bears in Phoenix, but Eric had mentioned.
The hell's wrong
with you? I just want to be clear because we're going to get emails.
We got to get you in there. And you know what I'd say to the emails? Oh, go f- yourself. Who cares what color his skin is? It was a joke. Hey, man, can I talk about global warming now? Big, yes, polar bear.
Big pee-pee's going to yeah. email.
All right. Like, when I was a baby, it was cold. And then I don't remember like a month. And now it's at 120 every day. You're in a zoo in Phoenix. I don't know what any of that means.
What the hell happened?
I just know I'm a member of the Dollar Shave Club. And it's hot. You know you're culturally appropriating that voice right now. Polar bears don't always.
Well, Brady told us the skin was black.
They're African cool. underneath.
All right.
What are we supposed to?
We gotta,
oh my God.
You know what? We got to cure him and get him to a zoo immediately so we can spew off stats like that to people who give a F word.
Sorry about that.
Sorry for the cool animal fun
Mr. Regan, sorry I'm interrupting your show here at the Comedy Club, but I had to let you know that eye doctors don't use that thing as real glasses.
Oh, thanks, fact police. Just making a joke, you see.
Yeah, you made it seem as if the actual thing they use for testing is glasses.
Not so.
What's the joke?
Did you know about polar bears?
Brady is lost in his own zoo-less house.
I wanted to make sure you got the voice correct.
Right. That's exactly why.
He's a giver. Boy, you do miss that Wildlife World Zoo. Have you talked to your
she's
girl?
Sent me
pictures,
yeah.
Yeah, I've talked to her.
Look, we shaved the polar bears. I'll use that later.
I saw her posting something. She's on a vacation with another girl.
Is she?
Yeah.
She went up to Sedona.
Yeah.
Ooh, getting her groove back with another lady. I like when two girls go up to Sedona. Usually end up in the woods with a yoga mat and a guy that charges them $85 an hour. And now just listen to the vortex as it enters your soul. That'll be $85.
What's going on with the old wild things? It's on hiatus for
months
on end.
You can do Zooms.
Yeah, you can Zoom it.
You got to be there to feel the animals, John.
Yeah, we did.
It's not a free trip to the zoo on Zoom, is it?
You can't spell zoo without it. Yeah, you should do a Zoom with her.
Maybe we will.
No, you won't. I don't believe you.
One last comment, come in. John, please tell Eric what it's like to be able to afford your water bill and therefore be able to afford grass on your lawn.
John told me his water bill a few months ago.
It's insane. It's insane.
Yeah.
I about fell onto the ground.
It's I should have a house on it. Water bill's stupid.
Thank you, rocks.
I agree with that. I look at the rocks sometimes and I think, I'm not attracted to it, but it is cheaper.
And then I got the turf in the back. Yeah. I'm gold.
Yeah, the turf in the back's great. I got a quote for the turf to do my front yard, and I
fell over.
If it was a choice of, hey, would you like this quote for turf in your front yard or this guy to rape you? You're like, you know what? Hang on a second. I'll go with the raping because I can't listen to words like what you say and think somebody's serious. The turf of that front yard was ridiculous. It was a house.
That's a lot of area.
It's a lot of turf. I was like, maybe I can just eliminate some of this water bill with the 300 and what? American money? Yeah, you get a lot of space to cover. What is this turf made of? Chinchilla?
The finest.
Got a fur lawn.
He was going for it.
You know, if you shave that lawn, it'd be black. All right, enough.
Chinch lawn.
Chinch lawn.
You know, they got to roll around in dust.
Yeah, you can do that. There goes your Brady Report, everyone. It's brought to you by Hooters. It's 98.